Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. We've been through an intensive week of prayer, of working with God, of hearing from God, and even receiving a new assignment. We normally don't make CDs of our Sunday afternoon prayer, but our Sunday afternoon prayer of May 8th, 2011 was so remarkable and so spirit-led, and we were given a new assignment, and we want you to have that in your hands. And so it's called Pray in a Leader. That's our new assignment. And on there, you're going to hear the voice of someone that you're going to hear today on the radio broadcast. You're going to hear the voice of Francine Lovell. And Francine had received a word of the Lord because we had been praying on our National Day of Prayer. We had been praying for America. And the Lord literally gave Francine a confirmation that he had heard us and that there had been a turning and that we were going to once again, America was going to be honored. Now, you know, a part of our prayer that we had prayed had to do with the destiny of America. The Lord brought forth America, and he brought it forth for purpose and for destiny. And on the National Day of Prayer, we prayed about America and about her reaching her destiny. You can go online to our archives and get the prayer that God gave us to pray and the one he gave Kenneth Copeland about America finishing her course and completing her destiny. Now, I think it was just like the Lord to use Francine to anoint her and give her the message to us that he was going to restore honor to America. Francine saw honor in a day that America was used by God to liberate a continent, you might say, from, I think you called him a self-appointed antichrist. Someone did.
Yes.
Hitler. You called him that in what you wrote.
Yes.
A self-appointed antichrist.
That's right.
And so God, in the European theater, there was a day called D-Day. And that's when the Americans made, what was the D standing for?
For disembarking. Disembarking. Yeah.
That's
disembarking.
I've often wondered what the D stood for.
The D,
but
it
stood for disembarking, taking the American troops and landing them on the Normandy beachhead.
Yes.
And then they moved throughout Europe and they got to France. It was almost a year later. Now, you were a little girl living in France under Nazi occupation. Explain, now we're going to bring this up to May 8th, because May 8th,
yes,
which was the day of our prayer meeting,
right,
the Lord reminded us what that day was in history. And that day in history was May 8th, 1945, in which the Allies received from the Germans a formal surrender.
Yes.
It was the formal,
yes,
ending of the World War II European,
yes,
theater.
It was signed.
And it was signed on that day.
Yes.
So that was a day when America was very much honored. And can you explain a little bit of your experience of living in Paris at that time?
Well, first of all, we knew that that the Americans and the Canadians and the British and also the French, who were the French outside France, had disembarked, had actually landed on D-Day, which was June the 6th, 44. But it took the military 1 year to walk from Normandy to Berlin. Okay, there's a film on that. From Normandy to Berlin, took them 1 year to do it. They came in, I'm trying to remember now, it was on June the 6th, 44, that they came into Normandy. And after several weeks, finally, we were waiting. We knew that they were coming, that the Allies were coming for us. You were the picture of a deliverer. And
yes,
this is what America is to us. If America had not come, because it was by your strength added to with others. It was the Allies together, and the whole thing had been planned by Churchill plus. And it's an amazing thing to watch. If you go to the beaches of Normandy today, you will still see the craters where the bombs fell. You will still see the barbed wire. There was a particular place called the Point of the Hawk. And I want to talk about that because the Point of the Hawk was a high cliff, which was taken by the Americans. And I want to stress the courage, the amazing courage of young men who were between the age of 18 and maybe 21. And there were 400 of them who had to climb that cliff, which was a cliff between two beaches. And one of the two beaches was Omaha, which is amazing because I live in Omaha today. That point is called Point of the Hawk. And when they climbed to the top, I think probably a quarter among them arrived at the top. And it was a German bastion. The bastion is still there. I walked into that bastion a few years ago and photographed from the inside out. And from there, they were watching the sea. They were watching
the
Germans were watching the channel. And on that morning, of the 6th of June, D-Day, 1944, they saw all those ships, all of a sudden, all those ships and all those landing crafts come upon the sea. They had not waited. They had not expected them to come from that direction. They were expecting them to come from the north. So every cannon was pointed to the north, northwest, but they came straight across where the sea is the broadest. They came straight across. The whole thing was planned magnificently. Now, I want to say this, that famous Point of the Hawk, and you find it on your website, Point of the Hawk, H-O-C, that famous Point of the Hawk today has been given as land to the Americans by the French to honor America.
To honor America.
Now, that is for you. I want to say to you that you need to feel honored, and I want to honor you again, and I want to stress the fact that in France and in Europe, there are people who honor America. In their hearts, they honor America. Of course, you've got people who are liberals and who always talk against America anywhere in the world, any nation in the world. And quite often people have said to me, how come that people say words against America? Because America cannot understand why they went out to deliver nations and why would the same nations talk against America? That is because people are jealous and that you have achieved great things. And that America, I once preached a message called America, a Nation with a Mission. Mm-hmm, America mm-hmm. still has a mission.
Yes, yes, yes.
America has a mission, but the mission is not finished. The mission has not been terminated. You are still walking the mission. Hallelujah. And so I want today, the Lord led me to answer that very question. Why is it that there are foreign nations that talk against America? They talk against America because they are jealous. Now, the Lord today, the Spirit of the Lord wants to restore honor to America because unfortunately, even inside America, you've had voices who have spoken against America. And when you speak against a nation, you speak death to that nation. When you honor a nation, you honor the land and you honor the life in that nation. And this is how the Lord was talking to me on May the 8th. And
the Lord said, this past Sunday.
Yes,
she received
just
this
a week ago. Mm-hmm. Okay, for half a century and more, voices without, the Lord said, and voices within the United States of America have mocked, reviled, and belittled this nation. Yet, in the midst of despair, as tornadoes were blowing across the land, and the Mississippi River is overflowing its bank, in the midst of judgment, the Lord proclaimed a truce, T-R-U-C-E, over America and said, time is up. As far as the Lord goes, God has said, time is up. I shall render honor to whom honor is due, and I shall turn thy shame, says the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Then the Lord gave me a prayer. I'm going to read it. Okay, this is the prayer. The prayer said that because of the burden that I have in my heart and because of knowing what I know because of living on both sides of the Atlantic, you know, the Lord calls you sometimes to stand in as a reconciliator.
Yes, yes,
right?
Yes.
And so the reconciliator is an intercessor, and an intercessor is a reconciliator between man and God. And this is the prayer that the Lord gave me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I silence the voices of her accusers. By the power of his blood, I break the curse of ill-spoken words said against the United States of America. Restore to the United States of America, I pray thee, O God, the pride of Normandy. In the name of Jesus, I render honor to this land and to the people of America. In thy name, O God, I declare to America a D-Day across the land.
Let a new day begin.
Let a new day begin.
And that was May 8th. And the
that
number
was
8
May 8th.
Is the number of new beginnings.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Then the Lord stressed that by giving Isaiah 54 from verse 4 to verse 10.
He gave you that scripture.
Yes,
the Lord can give you a scripture, even though it's talking directly here to Israel. He
yes.
gave it to her and asked for it to also be applied to us.
Yes, as though the Lord was talking directly to America, and the Lord was saying, is saying to America, fear not, America, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more.
Now,
shall I read some more?
Well, let's have verse 10. That's right.
For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from thee, America, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, says the Lord that has mercy on thee.
Now, and then you receive this.
Yes.
The land of America is
yes.
a covenant land.
Yes.
A covenant entered into on the Mayflower,
yes.
known as the Mayflower Compact by our forefathers.
Yes.
Today, the Lord remembers his covenant. Praise the Lord. And as we prayed here on that National Day of Prayer, our prayers had to do, and they were God-given because we did not pray our prayers without seeking Him what to pray. And they had to do with America finishing its course, America finishing its destiny. He brought forth this land, and we will absolutely fulfill our destiny. And he gave confirmation of it to Francine. She brought it to our prayer group both Sunday and again today. And you can even see today's archive. We know you are going to want the CD of what happened out here Sunday, May 8th in our prayer meeting when God gave us a new assignment. And before the end of the week, we'll be talking about what that assignment is. You can get the CD of our Wednesday prayer by calling 1-800-972-3447. It's just $2. $2 just to cover the cost of the CD and the making it and the mailing. You don't have to pay anything but $2. And you really need it. That's why we want you to have it in your hand. This is Billy Brim and Francine Lovell, and we are saying shalom, shalom until tomorrow. And you'll want to be back with us when we talk more about what the Lord has said about restoring America. Shalom.